Hey, everyone. Hey, my name is Jake Poznanski.
And I'm Sam Kaufman.
And we are the co-founders of Random Salad Games. We're one of the first game studios to develop primarily on the Windows platform. We started way back when Windows Phone 7 was still out and still a thing. And we were the first indie developer to make $1 million on the Windows App Store. We want to share all the great things that we've learned over the years with you so that you can be just as successful as us.
Yes.
So a couple things before we begin. We're going to be talking a lot about ad-based monetization today. So if you have an app that has a different sort of monetization, like in-app purchases or a premium type title, that's still good, but we're going to be focusing on the ad side. If you want to come talk to us about those other things afterwards, we'd be happy to, for sure. Visit our website, randomsaladgames.com, afterwards if you want to see our games, and also if you want to get in touch with us personally, our info is up there as well. Obviously, all the slides and session information will be on Channel 9 after the talk. So, yeah, well, I think the battery's ran out on this thing. Oh, here we go. So, we have two related sessions. One is happening, unfortunately, right after this talk, so you'll have to run, but Jamie Rodriguez is going to tell you a lot more in-depth things about making your app successful on the Windows Store, so I highly recommend that. That's right after this talk at 4 o'clock, as soon as we finish. And then tomorrow, Friday at 10:30 with Bernardo Zamora, this is a guy who makes the Windows Store, basically. He wants to help you as well. Check out that one. So yeah, Sam's going to tell us a little bit more about how we got here.
Yeah, so Jake and I formed Random Salad Games all the way back in 2011, actually. And the beauty of a lot of our success and a lot of things we're going to be talking about today is Jake and I didn't start with $1 million. We started with nothing. We were just two college kids.
Yeah, we funded this thing off of our credit card in college.
Exactly. So all the stuff we're going to be talking about today is stuff that any indie developer is going to be able to do themselves. It's a really great opportunity on the Windows Store. So like Jake said, we were the first indie developer to make over $1 million on the Windows Store. We were able to do that by publishing 50-plus titles over the last 6 years now. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. So check out our website and check out our games. There are a lot of really great games that are a lot of really great examples of some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about today, especially on the ad monetization side. So how can you become the next Windows Store millionaire? Well, there's two really important elements to this. The first is app monetization, which Jake's going to go into detail about. And like he said, we monetize primarily with ads, but there are the Microsoft Ad Monetization Platform does handle other types of monetization, and we want you to come up to us afterwards. Even if you don't have time now, you want to make it to that other session, or you have something else to do, if you just see us walking around, come up and ask us questions.
Please do. We want to help you succeed.
We really do want to help you. So the first thing is monetization. The next, and I'll be going to that, is how to acquire users. It's an extremely important thing, and like I said, Microsoft's Ad Monetization Platform has solutions for both of those things.
Yeah, so you just combine those two things, that's
and
how
you will
make
be successful
on the Windows Store. Yeah.
So I'll let Jake take it off for monetization.
Yeah, so I think you know what this one means, monetization. It's how you actually make revenue from that app that you published on the Windows Store, or any app store, fundamentally, mm-hmm. right? You want to make money from that huge time investment that you put in making your app or game. And there are a lot of these different options. We talked about the in-app advertising, and the in-app purchases and premium titles. If you decide to go down the in-app advertising route, this is the talk for you, because first of all, these things are pretty easy to integrate into your game. I think it's a lot harder to design a very good in-app purchase flow as compared to an advertising flow. And there's also a whole lot of different options that make it flexible to put it into all sorts of different apps. We're going to talk about three main ones today. The first are display banner ads, very standard solution, then go into more advanced incentivized ads and interstitial ads. And these are going to be sort of the three key pillars that we use across all of our games,
yes,
right, Sam?
Every single one of our games uses one or sometimes a bunch of these.
A combination of these things. Now, before we get too deep into things, a good piece of advice is you want to be working on this stuff and planning it during the first phase of the development of your game. You don't want to come in and a few hours before your app release, just stick in a banner any which place and see if that's going to work for you. Start planning these things as early as possible. and that is going to help you a lot on the Windows Store.
And your users are going to recognize that you put the thought and attention into putting the ad in the right place, and Jake's got a really good example of that right here.
So the first thing here are display banner ads. You've seen these on the internet everywhere, obviously. Everyone knows what these are. There's just a rectangle and a certain part of the screen that's going to show an advertisement for a different product, service, or another app. And you can get this SDK directly from Microsoft, and it works with all these UWP apps, no matter what language you use. And it just lets you put in these wonderful banner ads. The partners that Microsoft uses are very highly verified, so you're not going to be getting like spam ads or anything like that. These are high-quality ads for, you know, big brands, local services, other apps, very good quality products. Now, if you notice, this is our game, Hearts Deluxe, a screenshot I took the other day. And the game has been designed around the placement of this advertisement. Everything has been shifted over to make room for it. And there's a couple subtle design cues where, you know, this heart, for example, that's in the center has been offset a little bit, so it still looks centered, even though we've sort of shifted things over to make room for that ad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, don't put the ad in places where it's going to interfere with the user clicking on something important. There was this great game a while ago, Ads Are Lava. Don't make your ads lava. You just want them to be a natural thing that a user could notice, a product or service that they would actually want to use, and they'll get to that and click it.
And it'll work out on the advertiser side, too. If you have a good placement that isn't just getting, you know, clickbaited or whatever, it'll be a, you know, advertiser will want to go into your app more as well.
Yeah, so I would suggest these as a great starting point. Be sure when you're putting in this banner ads that you try it on a number of different screen resolutions and sizes.
Yeah.
Maybe your dev box has just one standard screen size and you're testing on that from day to day. But before you publish on the store, give it a try on a tablet. Try it in portrait mode versus landscape. The more places that you can put this ad, the better it's going to be for you. You want to make sure that it's showing across all types of different screen sizes.
Yeah, even the beauty of Windows 10 and sometimes the curse in this sense is that you can resize the windows, right? So just try resizing it once before you publish it. You'll be surprised how the ad will kind of show up in a weird place, and it's a really easy thing to fix before you publish the ad.
Yeah, exactly. So now the next thing we're going to talk about are incentivized ads. And this is any advertisement that is essentially an exchange between you and the user. So you can offer an additional piece of content, an additional level pack, an additional coins, for example, in this case. And the user will trade watching an advertisement for this thing in your app or game. And these ads work incredibly well. We've had users email us. Like, they email us that they like the ads that we put into our games.
When do you hear that, people liking to watch ads?
Yeah, it's not very common. So the way this works, in this case, we have a shop screen inside of a game that has a couple different purchase options. But if the user's not ready to give in their credit card just yet, they can get a low number of coins for free. And this is going to be a 15 to 30 second long video ad. That's what runs with the Microsoft SDK. There are also display interstitial ads also from the Microsoft SDK. So these things offer a much higher CPM than the banner ads. So that means you're earning more money each time you show them. However, of course, you're showing them.
Yeah, they're a bigger investment for the user. They take up more of their time. It takes up the screen. So you don't want to be doing it constantly because it'll drive users away.
Yeah, so these are a bit lower frequency than the display banners, of course. Now, the final thing we'd like to talk about are interstitial ads. So you can take that same video and just play it during a natural pause during your app. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a loading screen. That could be a good place. Maybe you're waiting for users to join into a room for a multiplayer game. Maybe you're doing some server-side processing in your app, and the user just has to wait. You can pop in an interstitial ad. This is like a commercial on TV,
I would say.
Yeah, you don't. The user hasn't asked for it. It just comes up naturally. These also pay very well. You can use either videos or display interstitials. Those are all sponsored and utilize the Microsoft Ad SDK. So it's really easy to put them into your apps. Of course, the CPMs are also higher than that. So one thing I said at the very beginning is that you want to be planning these things early on. Good news, if you already have an app on the store, you can improve the monetization very easily. This is something that we did.
With an update, I mean, just a really simple update to add another type of monetization, it can double your revenue.
Yeah.
This is what happened
so,
here.
So, like Sam said, we doubled the revenue of this game, Jewel Star. It was out on the App Store. It was doing okay. It was a pretty fun game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. But
we're a little biased.
Yeah, but the monetization just wasn't as good as we thought. So we put in this dialogue box, one dialogue box. You're out of moves, but not out of luck. Click yes to watch a short ad and receive 5 extra moves. And this was a game changer. It doubled the utilization of this game. Anytime the user would get stuck, they'd just watch a video ad and get to keep playing our game. Not only did we get money for each video ad that we showed, users just played the game more. We got more purchases, more banners, more of these ads showing later on. So it altogether doubled the revenue for the game. It was a great investment.
Yeah, and it was just a really quick, simple update. So like Jake said, if you already have an app out there, you can make updates to it. And also, you should be thinking about using multiple types of ad monetization from the start as well. You don't have to add in this later. You can be thinking about it all at once at the start as
well. Yep, you can put in multiple forms of ads into one app as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's really great.
So now, Sam's going to talk to you about user acquisition. That's his specialty.
Yes, and it's in some ways even more important than monetization. Of course, you want to be making money. Of course, you want to be making money off of your app, but you need users in the app to make money. And a really common misconception, Jake, how many times did we make this until we figured it out?
Yes.
This problem. You won't just get users stumbling on your app in the store. You just won't. Your app is amazing, I'm sure it is, and ours were great, but you need to get ahead of user acquisition. You need to get people into your app with these ads, yep, with these promotions, otherwise it's just not going to get found out. And we have a really great illustration of that here. These two graphs show the rate of installs for a game that we released a few months back. And you can see the volume in this top graph. This is the markets where we did not run any promotions at all.
Yeah, 25 downloads a day or something like that. And it's falling, of course, over time.
Exactly. So there's nothing going on there. And then the flip side, this graph, these are the markets where we did run a promotion with the Promote Your App tool. Jake, can you tell me the day that the ad campaign started?
Yeah, I think you can tell the day that we started doing the ad campaign.
Exactly.
It's really obvious, and it works really well.
Yes. So it's absolutely important. You absolutely have to get ahead of user acquisition. And the beauty of this platform is that it is completely self-service. You can go into Dev Center today if you have an application and start creating ad campaigns for your app.
Yeah, you can do exactly what we do with our apps.
Yeah. And the first thing you're going to want to do, before you even get to the screen, you're going to be asked to fill out a budget. And the other beautiful thing is that the minimum budget is $10. So if Jake and I had this back when we were first starting out, we would have loved to have taken advantage of it. You do not need a fortune to get people into your app today on the Windows Store. It's really, really amazing.
Yeah, you can get started with $10 like Samsung.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you've set your budget. Now you're on this screen. You've got two types of targeting for your ads. So in terms of trying to target which people will actually be seeing the ads for your campaign, you have manual and automatic targeting. Now, automatic targeting is really great if this is your first app or you don't really have a good feel for the people or the types of users that are going to be using your application. Automatic targeting is your friend there. But for us, we've released so many apps now that we kind of just know the type of people that like to play our games. You can also go into Dev Center, and if you have an app that's already out there, and look up demographic information.
Yeah, just go to your acquisition screen in Dev Center.
Exactly. And find out which type of people are downloading your application, and you're going to want to target that. And there's different elements that you can target here. Country is a very important element. We, as a game development company, have a lot of games that are English-based, word games.
Yeah, if you make an English language crossword puzzle, you want to be targeting English-speaking countries.
Right. People that don't speak English don't want to play an English-spoken game. Just makes sense, right? And there's a lot to be said about localizing your games as well. That's a really important thing to do.
Yep.
But you can get ahead of that just by targeting the different countries here. So that's really important. You can also target by device. You have this surface element right here, app versus universal. The universal option was added very recently. It's a really great additional source. It used to be that these ads would just show in your applications, but now they're showing up in places like MSN.
All sorts of premium Microsoft properties.
Exactly. So it's just more people in front of your ads and hopefully more people that can download your applications. So that's a really great thing to make sure. I mean, if you don't know what to do, just pick Universal.
Pick Universal. That's what
we do. Because it's kind of an overarching umbrella, kind of keeps every, kind of catches everything. So then you have gender and age range, and those two are things that this all of this stuff is basically in DevCenter in terms of being able to see the demographics that are using your app. So you can kind of map that directly onto here. So that's how the targeting works. Once you've figured out the targeting, the next important thing when setting up a PYA campaign is the ad creative. So those are the actual rectangular images that you see here that will show up in other people's applications.
Yep.
And this is what the people that will hopefully be downloading your app will be clicking on. And there's some really important things here that you're going to want to make sure you try out different versions of. The first being the custom tagline. That's this "Try Spades Today" text that's written over there.
Yep, you'd be surprised how a small change in that text can totally change the performance of a campaign.
Huge difference. Download Spades Today instead of Try Spades Today could be 3 times as many downloads for the same dollar that you spend. So definitely want to try different calls to action. The other most important thing here, there's a lot of really great elements that you can customize, but the most important thing other than the custom tagline, I would say, is the image. So these images are actually what you pushed to the store when you made your app submission. So these are your screenshots, your store assets, your icons, and you have access to every single one that you had uploaded. And we find that screenshots typically work best because they give you a really good idea of what your application looks like, what you're going to get from it, right? You see spades, but you're maybe not sure exactly what that is. Oh, there's cards. It's a card game, right? Maybe you like card games, but you've never heard of spades before. But
it's not a digging simulator.
Yeah, exactly. So you know that you can try out a card game, and it works out. Icons work great, too, but we've found that screenshots usually work best.
Yeah.
And Jake had mentioned in a previous slide that display interstitials are new. You can also have access to that here. So you're going to be able to design which screenshot or which image goes into the full page display interstitial, and you can toggle on and off whether or not you want that. We suggest using it because as developers like us and you hopefully start integrating display interstitials in their game, that's going to be even another source of inventory for showing ads for your game and other people's games.
Yeah, these two systems are connected. It's all one Microsoft platform.
Exactly, which is very, very awesome. And how do you actually take all the stuff that we just said and really utilize it to get downloads?
Okay, I love this slide. If you have a chance to take a picture of one slide, it's this one.
Yeah,
these tips
if you're the type of person that likes to take pictures of slides, I know a lot of people, everyone always says, oh, we'll post it afterwards. People don't trust you or whatever. You want to take a picture of the slide. This is the slide to do that for. First 2 weeks, maybe three, that after you release an app, run all of the budget for your campaign in those first 2-3 weeks.
As soon as your app is on the store, it's a golden period. That's when you want to be doing this user acquisition.
Yeah. So if you have a new app, you're going to want to run it then. The reason for that is because the ranking algorithm for the store really heavily weights those first 2 weeks. So an install then is worth, 10 installs further down the road.
Yeah, you're going to go up on the rankings. This is what we always do. It works really well. The first few weeks, that's when you promote.
Yeah. The rankings are your friend. That's how you're going to get people to naturally see your app. That's the end result you want in the end, is people stumbling on it. But unless you're up in the rankings, it's going to be really hard to do that. So run those campaigns in those first few weeks, and you're going to see the results. They're really amazing. Like we talked about earlier, you're also going to want to make sure you target those demographics, countries, age, gender, all that fun stuff. And then these last 2 points, this is a technique that, Jake, we released Blackjack Professional, our new game, downloaded yesterday. And I stayed up late, got back kind of late from build and stayed up and did this thing. I made 16, 20 campaigns, all manually targeted to different screenshots, different calls to action, all that stuff that we were talking about. But I did them with low budgets so that I wasn't wasting the budget Jake and I had set aside for promoting this game.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff you just don't know what's going to work for your app, right?
Exactly. You don't know what is going to work, what doesn't. You don't know the type of users that will maybe appreciate.
You just have to make the campaign and try, and that's how you find
out. Yeah, yeah. I feel like a lot of people get nervous sometimes about spending money, but if you do this, a bunch of low-budget campaigns, you're lowering the risk. So you let campaigns like that run for like a week, come back and check and see, you'll get enough data by then to see which campaigns got the most installs at the cheapest rate. And you take those few handful of campaigns that worked really well and you remake them at a larger budget. And now you have these really big budget campaigns that are the most accurate in terms of getting in front of the right people and hopefully getting the most installs.
All right,
so those are some of the tips and tricks that we have for PYA.
Okay, I got one more weird trick, Sam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one weird trick for $250 of free promotion on the
yes.
App Store. How does that work, Sam?
So we have our friend Catherine. Where is she?
Right there.
Come and talk to her. There's the Dev Center Benefits Program. She's going to be able to, if you're not signed up to be an app developer yet, she's going to be able to help you with that, right? And then there's steps that you can take to actually end up with $250, just like Jake said, of free promote your app advertising budget. And that it really goes a long way. It really does.
Yes. Of all the freebies you get at Build, I think this is the best one.
Yeah.
It's cash. I mean, it's
yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So please fill out evaluation form. We really do want this platform to take off. It's our livelihood. And so if there are questions out there, if you don't exactly know what to do to get working on the Windows Store, please come talk to us. We want to help you out. We want to see you guys succeed.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.